Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice, licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots to the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender, Jay Kaplan's in the house. Welcome.
Thank you.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking up for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's where you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. I know half the world's celebrating that it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and that's a great celebration. Having beaten anorexia, National Fig Newton Day. Yeah. Now, for my son Mitchell, he's not celebrating. If you watch him on Facebook Live yesterday, he's not a happy camper. Today, there are some people that are going to go, I don't know about this one, National Without a Scalpel Day. Yeah.
Ow!
That does not sound like a lot of fun to me, but I just reported I don't make these things up. We will move right along. A lot going on. If you've watched the news over the weekend, it is a celebratory time in our country. I'm going to share with you my personal perspective. I said this 4 years ago. I said this 8 years ago. It is a time to celebrate the peaceful transition of power, regardless of which side of the aisle you're on. It's nice to see that a country can change power without executions, without people fighting with the, well, verbal fights, that's okay. That's just a discussion. But the idea of a peaceful transition of power, something that is a very, very, goes back to the founding of our country. I think it's wonderful watching this going on. And you know, for, you know me, I'll just say it right out there. I am thrilled that the Obama years are just about over. That's another 19 terrorists go free today or this week. It's going to be amazing. Sending terrorists back. Yeah, they said they're going to send them back to where they can go create more. And unbelievable. Just a thought right there. I don't. To me, did you watch 60 Minutes at all last night? Yeah, me either. I was watching football. But I did see one of the excerpts from the president that it was his idea to stab Israel in the back. He didn't say it quite that way. But it was his idea for the first time ever to abstain from protecting Israel in that vote. Haven't heard any of the news coming out of the summit yesterday. How do you have a peace summit when the fighting factions are not invited? I just can't quite understand that one. But, you know, if it is John Kerry, who knows? Unbelievable. Speaking of stabbing in the back. It is a sad day. I don't know if you caught this one. Was it Friday night? Saturday night? I shared this information. I think it was Saturday night. Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey decided that they're shutting down the circus. Since the elephants are no longer performing, the people are no longer showing up. Interesting thought right there why that would be. But they're saying due to overregulation, cost of insurance, the elephants, they just couldn't make a successful business model out of it any longer. 146 years of tradition gone. Unbelievable. That is another business going by the wayside. It's a shame. Your kids won't, and my grandkids won't get to see the circus if they have not seen it up to this point. Maybe they could have got some money. I got this list that came out. Jay, I was looking for your name on this list. It says the
clowns.
Well, that one too. But I went all male, mostly American list of the world's 8 wealthiest. So I was
looking.
Bill Gates, 75 billion. Amancio Ortega, I don't know who that is. $67 billion. He's from Europe. Warren Buffett, $60.8 million. Carlos Slim Helu, $50 billion. Jeff Bezos, that's going to be an interesting one. $45.2 billion. Yeah, he and Donald Trump don't happen to be the best of buddies. Mark Zuckerberg, $44.6 billion and 2020 candidate. Can you believe he's already announced or there's already speculation that he'll be running for president in 2020? Amazing. Wow. Larry, and you know something, regardless of party, I don't even know what party he is. I can tell you this. He's too young. He's 32 years old, came up with a good idea. You know, a lot of people are using Facebook. By that time, who knows if Facebook will even be around. Can you say MySpace, boys and girls? Larry Ellison is on that list, $43.6 billion. Michael Bloomberg at $40 billion. Jay, I was looking for your name. I'm still looking, Jay.
Keep looking.
Oh, amazing. But that's a list of the top wealth people of the world. Amazing list of folks right there. Glad to see people have done well. You just always like to see it when, you know, something people have worked hard. Maybe they're not working hard. But having success, they gamble. I wonder what would have happened to Bill Gates if he graduated from college. Just a thought right there.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Speaking of ridiculous.
How about Elon Musk? I don't mean to break in, but I'm just, it just comes to
Yeah, I'm surprised he's not on, but he spends a lot of money too.
Yes, he does.
Right? SpaceX and Tesla. Be interesting to see what happens with Elon Musk. But he wasn't on that top group there. Although it is very interesting because one of the early candidates for on the Republican side, if you want to laugh about this one, a Republican candidate in the state of confusion for governor. Can you imagine that? Peter Thiel is talking about running for governor in the state of confusion. That would be an interesting one right there. But I am looking. Toby Keith will be performing at the Trump inauguration performance. Love watching Toby Keith. Great American. I don't care about politics, but he spends a lot of time going out and performing for the troops. Love that idea. The Rockettes, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, and Jennifer Holliday. Now, there's the smartest probably of all of them. Think about this one. Singer Jennifer Holliday announced to the world that she's going to perform at the Trump inauguration. Nobody had ever heard of her before that. Her sales skyrocketed in her music. Remember Chick-fil-A? Yeah, when they decided they were going to boycott Chick-fil-A, they decided they were going to boycott L.L. Bean. Sales have jumped there as well. Jennifer Holliday, sales have jumped. And you know, now she decides that she's going to back out. Unbelievable.
I got a bad feeling about that.
I wonder what will end up happening with her sales now.
You're absolutely useless.
We'll see. It's amazing. But you know, something, hey, she has the right to do as she wishes. I just wonder, you know, she was upset because the LGBTQ community was unhappy with her. I'm not going to even say a word. I guess it's just the way of our society nowadays. But pressure from these different fringe organizations. And, you know, I've got family members that are within that community. So I have no qualms. I have no bias for or against it. I really couldn't care less what people do in their bedroom. It's their own, as the, who was it, Jeff Sessions just said it. I think it was Jeff Sessions. It might have been Rex Tillerson. Oh, yes, it was Rex Tillerson. When the genius senator from California, Mike Pompeo, it was the genius senator of California asking Mike Pompeo, the person who has been designated to lead the CIA, what his opinions are of gay marriage. Now, like he, as they said it in the hearings, consenting adults, who cares? Do as you wish. Just my personal opinion, but I know there are people that want to make that the overwhelming topic of conversation. There is nothing else apparently in their worlds to talk about. I just don't get that kind of thing, but I think there's a multifaceted society that we live in. And nobody's going to agree with anybody on everything. Just, again, my opinion. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to chat with Jay Kaplan. We're going to talk about funding healthcare with home equity. What do you think about that one? And we're going to talk about the High Trust Senior Symposium. If you haven't registered for it yet, shame on you, but there are a few seats still remaining. Text HTSS, High Trust Senior Symposium, to 79564, or you can go to mbelinks.com, maryboyedwardlinks.com/HTSS, and get registered. It is complimentary. There's going to be a lot of great information over the three-hour period. Gifts for everybody in attendance. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a minute.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next loan, give me a call. I'll put you in touch with the right people to help you with that FHA loan. Don't forget the fees are going down on the FHA mortgage. 27th of the month, it's going to be an interesting date for those people who close after that date. 1 in 10 Americans say they will die in debt. Did you hear that one?
Damn!
Now, the question is it good debt or bad debt? More than 12% say they'll die in debt, according to a survey of more than 1,000 U.S. adults. From creditcards.com, it was released last Wednesday. Dramatic improvement from the 21% who said that in 2015. The under 30 age group is most sure that dying in debt won't happen to them. Really? Well, under 30.
You're absolutely useless.
I don't know if you're absolutely useless, but You know, think about this concept. If you're under 30, they still got that idealistic stage of life. The percentage who say they will die in debt, 18 to 29, 4% say they're going to die in debt. 30 to 49-year-olds, 11% say they will die in debt. 50 to 64-year-olds, 4% say they'll die in debt. And 65 and up, 28% now. Who's been around longer of that group? Think that they might have a little more experience? Maybe they understand something that I've been sharing with you for a long, long time. Good debt is good. There is nothing wrong with good debt. I'm going to suggest to you that if I have my choice, I will die in debt. Think about that concept, and we're going to talk more about it. That's the Mortgage Minute brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. Jake Kaplan's with us, and he's got one of the great loans around. And it almost, Jay, ensures that people will die in debt. Right?
Yeah, well, I think looking at it the other way, thinking of debt as bad, those people that you quoted, you know, the results from, they were probably never thinking of healthcare in that equation at all.
Well, they don't think of healthcare, especially, I mean, we found out with regardless of politics, right? The young people didn't want to buy healthcare insurance. They were forced to or get a penalty because they don't think about the idea that there's no reservation for catastrophes.
Right.
Right. I mean, I will guarantee, and I don't guarantee a whole lot on radio, but on the Southern California freeways, there is going to be an accident today.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And when somebody woke up this morning, whoever was in that accident, they didn't plan on it.
Correct.
Right. They might have had plans in case of, but they didn't say, you know, something, I think I'm going to get up today and I might go out there and have a car accident and I might end up in the hospital.
Usually, if you die in debt, that means there's still money in your dead pocket. And if you die the other way, somebody else has got your money. So
there you go. So let's one of the things I love chatting with Jay about. I've learned a tremendous amount. I hope you've learned a lot from Jay as well about one of the great loan programs on the market. And I have a lot of people. There might be. I didn't even tell you this, Jay.
Uh-oh.
We might have a lady listening to us this morning from Bakersfield, California. And I want to get this myth out of the way here, Jay, before we talk about long-term care funding options using home equity. But there are some myths out there. And one of the things, one of the concerns that we got from this lady, and it's a great, great, valid question, is she has a home. And apparently the way her question was worded, the content was there's two spouses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she was concerned that whenever the last one departs, that her kids would have to pay more for the property than the value of the property. Because the lien, if she got a reverse mortgage, the lien might grow. She says, I know that the whole idea that we don't, you're not going to get 100% of the equity. And I know the idea that we can't guarantee appreciation. We all lived, anybody who's a senior today, by definition, lived through 2008 when we saw property values diminish. But does she have to worry about her kids having to pay more for the property than the value of it?
No, that'll never happen. First of all, there's probably going to be equity unless they live maybe to 120, which could happen too.
Right.
Or they use up everything, take out more and more as the line of credit grows, takes it all out. And then there could be probably that if they've taken that much out, then it could be that the payoff for that loan will be more than the value of the property. Should that happen, the heirs can simply walk away. The estate nor the heirs are responsible for any of the shortage that comes up in that case.
So they don't have to pay the extra.
No, but if you want to keep the property thinking that values will come back, like they always do, you see what happened after 08. If they want to keep the property, and let's say the parents owe $500,000 on a property that's
worth, which would be a very, very nice property in Bakersfield.
Well, and let's say the property is only worth $250,000 and they owe $500,000. The children or the heirs, should they want to keep the property, would only have to pay 95% of the $250, not what's owed. It's only the current value of the property that tells people or insures people as to what they have to pay to get full property back or the full equity back.
Let's back up a little bit here, Jay, because I'm a simple guy. Mm-hmm. And the concept here, so they've got this property. So let's just say that today they have a $500,000 property today, and they get a reverse mortgage or a home equity conversion mortgage or HECM, they're also the same thing, FHA product, and they get a new loan today, and I'm just going to use a round number of $250,000.
Right. Now, they can get $250,000 into the program. That doesn't mean they're taking that out of their equity.
Right. But I'm saying that they've drawn $250,000. Okay? Just as a hypothetical.
Okay.
And that grows over the next 20 years, and that grows to the debt grows to $550,000. But the property value does not appreciate anything at all in the next 20 years. Not very likely. Now, I know I've looked at statistics, and I don't think there's any 10-year period in the history that we've been recording these numbers. There's never been a 10-year period that I've seen where real estate did not appreciate. So but let's say hypothetically over the next 20 years it doesn't appreciate. Something new happens in the world, and the property has now got a $550,000 lien, and the property is worth $500,000. Kids can walk away. They don't owe the extra $50,000.
Correct. That's correct. Nobody does.
They walk away from it. FHA, the insurance takes over, and they'll liquidate it however
they
choose.
Correct.
The kids have the option of buying it for $475,000.
Yes.
95% of the $50,000.
So 95%
of the $500,000.
Correct.
So mom and dad have got the benefit of $550,000 in liens.
Yeah. They've been able to either live better, take care of their health, whatever.
So it's actually better.
Of course, they could have given some to the kids, too. So
they could have given money to the kids, and the kids don't have to give it back?
Correct.
Wow. So it's basically what we're saying is you don't have to worry about the
No. That's absolutely a non-issue.
It's one of the big myths of the property, of the program.
Yeah. There's a reason for those myths, but it takes a long, long time to get over those.
Sure. And that is a program that's available, in the 80s or something?
1880s?
I don't know. I think, did you remember that one, Jay, or what?
Oh, yeah, I've been around that long. But, there used to be as many, quote, reverse mortgages as there were investors or banks that could give them out. They all had different rules, so.
And now that FHA is really the primary funder.
Yeah, right.
And I would say, I don't know, I know that there's a couple of companies that are doing the
jumbos.
But are they following a lot of the FHA guidelines
as
well?
They are.
So it's a higher amount.
They're very restricted, though. So,
okay.
But in some cases, it's a good product. The FHA product is great. It's the one I think everyone 62 with equity should have, but that's a whole nother.
Well, we're going to chat about that because we do get a lot of pushback on it about why that's the case. But maybe if somebody – because we're not going to have a chance to get to that today, but I bet that Jay will talk about that on Saturday at the Senior Symposium. And if you have not registered yet, be sure to do so. It's totally free. Continental breakfast for everyone. There's going to be a virtual gift bag for everyone. There's going to be some gifts to walk away with for people as well. And everybody there is going to get some great, great information from a lot of very interesting speakers. We might even have a representative coming from the Anaheim Police Department talking about scams against seniors. I think it's a lot of great information that our senior community can use. That's why we're doing it. Where do we come up with the information that we talk about at these events? Very, very simple. I listen to you. The questions that you're asking at ron@ronsiegelradio.com, when you're tweeting Ron Siegel, when you're going to the Facebook pages and sending me private messages or emails, I just want to answer those questions for you. So come over there. It'll be totally free. Register, though. You got to have a ticket to get in because so we know how many seats to have. Got to register. So go to MBE Links, Mary Boy Edward Links, LINKS.com/HTSS, High Trust Senior Symposium. And since I can't spell, we just do HTSS. Or you can text HTSS to 79564. Get registered that way as well. Bring your kids with you, only adult kids. We're not looking It's not going to be for the young ones. 8-10-year-olds are going to get really bored. But adult children will have some benefits there as well. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, why a pre-approval should be your first step to home buying. 8 tax moves to make as 2017 gets underway. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. Buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment today, being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAIR to 79564. Get a true equity position of your property today. All you need to do, again, text PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. Get the true equity position of your property today. Why pre-approval should be your first step in home purchasing. And it's very simple. Here's the concept. As times change, the market changes also. There is a significant problem in our country right now, and it's we're getting a lot of misleading information from the media. Wait a second. I think I heard Gomer walking in when I said that. So, misleading information from the media?
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Yeah, Jay'll remember Gomer. Maybe you might not remember Gomer, but that was an older day. But here's the misleading information. We are hearing that the pending home sales numbers are dropping. But we don't hear, so the inference being that real estate sales are dropping might be sort of true, or the people aren't out looking for real estate. But here's the issue, and here's where the misleading information is coming from in the marketplace. Do you know why home sales are dropping? It is called a lack of inventory. There's no inventory out there. I told you when I went to the economic forecast at Chapman University last month, Orange County, California, 3.9 months supply of inventory for sale. We need about 6 months supply to have a normal market. So you might say, well, Ron, nobody wants to buy a new house. Well, that can't be really the case, because if we look, pending home sales in the West are down 1% year over year. Pending home sales in the South are down 1%, 1.3%. In the Midwest, they're down 2.4%. But in the Northeast, where there's a lot of inventory available, home sales are up 5.7%. Now, the interest rates in the Northeast are the same. The qualifications to get a loan in the Northeast are the same. The average FICO scores in the Northeast are the same. The jobs in the Northeast are the same. What's the difference? Inventory. People are willing to sell their homes. The day's supply of or the month's supply on the market is higher there. Thus, we are able to get homes sold in order to sell houses. So why do I bring that up? Well, as the markets change, we went at one time, if you're pre-qualified, well, that was good enough. You can go out and an agent will look at your loan after you're pre-qualified. Then it went to pre-approved. Well, now it's actually pre-underwritten. You can actually get companies that will pre-underwrite. Yes, our friends over at Gold Star will pre-underwrite your loan. They will have an underwriter look at it, do all of the underwriting due diligence, as opposed to the loan officer that looks at qualifications and they look at the four C's that Freddie Mac says: capacity, capital, cash reserves, collateral, and credit. But they take it another step further, and they actually will look at, are the tax returns, do they say what you said they say? Is the income usable? Is it verifiable? All those other things. That's pre-underwritten, and that should really be your first step, because, Jay, you've been looking at property for a long time, I'm assuming.
I've been doing everything a long time.
So do you frequently find a $300,000 house that is nicer than a $600,000 house?
I seldom find a $300,000 house anyway. But no.
Right, but generally, if somebody's going out and looking at a $600,000 house and they can only afford $300,000 or $400,000, they're going to be disappointed.
Yeah, well, they're going to waste some time.
Yeah, it's not as much fun. And we want your home buying experience to be as fun as it can be. So let's get pre-underwritten first. If you want to start that, give me a call. I'll put you in touch with the right people. If you want to find your dream home before somebody else does, here's another free service from Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, NEST to 79564. Text NEST, 79564. And you can actually start looking at homes that are in your area, in your budget, got the right walking scores, the right living index, and close to public transportation, close to restaurants. That's where you'll find Jay and I. That is the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. So, Jay, let's chat about what we had initially planned on for this morning a little bit. Long-term care funding, you can actually do that with a reverse mortgage?
Yes, you can. I mean, I think it's a great backup for anything else you may have. And if you have nothing, it may be the only way to go ahead and do so.
It's an interesting concept. I know one of the plans being floated right now, and who knows, we don't want to get political, but it is that most people are going to be given an option of a long-term or catastrophic care policies.
Yeah, now catastrophic to me doesn't do much because
right.
if you're in an accident, great. It's not going to help prevent you from getting cancer, God forbid,
right.
anything else.
Right.
So
the catastrophic care, the idea of that one there, though, is it's got a high deductible with a lower premium.
Right.
And it is for that person that says, it's not going to happen to me.
Maybe for kids or something.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. And again, I'm not professing it. I don't even believe it's a good idea in many instances.
Right.
I think it's a good backup for some. But the idea you could pay for that and have the, if that is what somebody chooses, and again, probably not your best option as a senior citizen.
Yeah. Long, we're talking about because you do have, as a senior citizen, you do have Medicare.
Right.
So that's going to take care of most of the, quote, normal things. It's those bigger things, those more costly things that happen almost automatically in old age, unfortunately. But now that we're living longer, I think I've said before, the largest growing single group in America are the 85-year-olds, followed number two by the 100-year-olds. So as we get those ages, there's a lot less we can do for ourselves. So even without any kind of a catastrophic problem, you're going to be looking at needing help from other people, from the medical profession.
That's one thing. The doctors have done a great job of keeping us alive longer.
Right.
But they can't really control quality of life.
Right. Right.
Right. And that's where some of these issues are coming in where, you know, you get Alzheimer's or
yeah.
dementia.
Yeah.
And those are illnesses that may not need a Medicare every day. You do have to go for medical care.
Right, right.
But, you're going to eventually need somebody to help you put shoes on.
Right.
And that's where some of this funding, if you've planned properly, you can start doing it. And one of the things that, Jay, you've educated us on was part of that has to do with if you get the reverse mortgage younger, earlier, mm-hmm. rather than later, it gives us a chance to grow,
right?
Regardless of whether
because remember, taking out a reverse or a HECM doesn't mean you're losing equity, doesn't mean any of that unless you really want to. If you have a loan, it's going to pay that off, but most of it hopefully will become a line of credit, which costs you nothing. As it grows, it doesn't pay you, but it grows. It grows a lot, and it compounds continuously, so that when you do need help or you do need, 40% of seniors that fall down and break a hip, 40% of them never go back home.
Why?
That has a lot to do with the quality of the help that they get.
Yeah, they need some, they need care.
Yeah.
Right. So they end up going into a community where they get the care.
My mother fell down. She had, she was gone for about 2-3 months, but she did come back. But like I said, 40% do not. And even if you're there for a short term, if you're there for like the 40% for the rest, or any of these other, like you said, dementia, any of these other things, you're going to be in for probably a whole lot longer and a whole lot more expensive than you ever thought was possible because Medicare is not going to cover it. Medi-Cal might, but you've got a lot of limitations with Medi-Cal, and you also have like, I'm not going to say second class service, but you're going to be sharing a lot of those services, and it's not going to be at an area or a place or in your home that you would probably want.
Well, let's speak to the idea of the services, and you fall into the category, I kid you of being in the senior citizen class.
I was. I'm beyond
right?
that now.
But almost every senior that I hear from on Ron Siegel Radio and I come in contact with, they really want a lot of the same things. They want to be financial independence, and they want to be independent, not having to rely on others. They want to be
mm-hmm.
independent,
mm-hmm.
right?
Absolutely. And if they need to, what's the average price right now without medical care in a facility or having someone come to your home? It's about $9,000 a month from what I'm
right.
told. And that's
very
a lot of money. Yeah, that's a lot of money. So what's going to happen? If you think you've got everything under control, your bank account is going to start to deplete. Your retirement accounts are going to start to deplete. Your kids' savings accounts may start to deplete.
The only thing that's going to increase, I promise.
Your home.
Stress.
Well, that
too. Right? Because as your bank accounts deplete, because we know that the seniors want financial independence.
Right.
So as your bank accounts deplete, your level of stress and anxiety increases.
That's why with this reverse mortgage, or come you have a line of credit, you only take out what you need when you need it. Of course, there's other things you can do, like give your kids money. You can.
I like that idea.
You can give a, you can buy a duplex and give it to them. You can increase your legacy, but that's not what we're talking about really here today. There is long-term health care. It was available for people. It was, because I'm much too old. I can't speak to how good that is, how good that isn't, but I do know it's extremely expensive.
Very expensive.
So you've got to look, if you look back at 80 years old and say, well, let's see, was that a great investment? Well, if you get sick the next day, perhaps it was. On the other hand, you could look at it, well, what else could I have done with all that money over all those years? And if you have this Heckam reverse in place, you can start to take some of that. Whereas the money you did not spend on that long-term healthcare could have been invested or bought more real estate or invested somewhere else.
And kept growing.
Where your retirement fund would be so much larger.
Great information. We're going to continue our conversation with Jay Kaplan when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. 8 tax moves to make as 2017 begins. We'll chat about that as well. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, almost 5 million people checked out our replays on YouTube. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Our street, our house, in the middle of our...
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice, licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by Credit Sanitizer. Actually, let's just do that. I got a better one here. Look at that. AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Check out the website, AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Go right there. Get information about reverse mortgages, being that we are chatting about it today. And here are some tax moves to make as 2017 begins. We have a lot of different information. We do know the taxes are going to be changing, or at least so we have been told. Who knows whether they will or not. But get proof of your health insurance coverage. You're going to need that for your tax preparer. Form 8962 is where that's going to go to. Then we're going to want you, if you got married or divorced last year, change your name. Make sure that your documents are accurate. Make sure that if you do electronic file that the Social Security Department has your name correct. Found out that my wife didn't have Social Security, the same last name that we thought that she did all those years. Just a thought right there. Change of address. It is in your best interest to let people know where you are, believe it or not. If the IRS sends your tax refund back to the wrong place, you could be in trouble. Businesses must issue Form 1099 MISC to anyone who provided services or rent if they were not incorporated. Number five, if you use your car for work, write down its odometer reading so you can give that to your tax preparer. Each January, it's a good idea to submit a new W-4 form to your employer. Let them know if you're married, single, divorced, kids, all that kind of good stuff. But look at your tax return from last year. Make a list of all the sources of income you received. Make sure you got those for the tax preparer this year. And while you're thinking about last year's sources, did you have any new accounts or new sources of income? Make sure you get all that information to your tax preparers in time so that you get your tax returns before the government tells you that they're going to delay them again. Somehow they seem to do that at that with tax time. They want your money on time. The refunds, they might be a little bit slower than that. Lois Lerner's gone away. Just a thought. That's the Word Wealth segment, again, brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Continuing our conversation this morning, Jay Kaplan's in the house. We are chatting about the reverse mortgage or the home equity conversion mortgage, HECM, as some people might call it. Jay, we've talked about a tax planning. It's a little too late to pay down the HECM to get any of the interest deduction for 2016, but you can start from those plans for 2017. Right?
Yeah, I mean, well, of course, sometimes you don't know until closer to the end of this year how much money you've actually made.
Right.
But like that friend of mine who I just got a text from saying in Bel Air, he was going, I don't know whether he ever did or not, but he had invested a few hundred thousand because of buying his home with a HECM, so he had money left over to invest.
Wait, he bought a home with a reverse mortgage?
Yeah. Yes, which is a whole other show, probably. But
and we'll talk about it at the Senior Symposium.
Yes.
There we go. January 21st, text HTSS to 79564. Register. Just a plug right there. Shameless plug.
That's right. Well, I'm looking at notes for that right now, what we're talking about.
Exactly.
But you can take out any time if you make good money, like it on investments, you can make
as opposed to making bad money.
Yes. Which is another good reason for that question I asked the other day about paying your home off completely.
Right.
It's good. But in any case, you can make any amount of payment that, it's owed, that you can't make more than you owe. But anytime you want, you can make any number of payments and take the tax write-off on the interest portion, which of course the interest portion is going to be.
So let's talk about a couple other myths. I think we've got our long-term care. We understand that we can fund that.
But, you know, remember, funding it, and for those that don't fully understand, it's a line of credit. It grows continuously as you grow. So the younger you get it, the longer the growth period
is. How
early
can I get it?
62.
Okay.
But you can be, you can have a wife that's much younger. I don't want to say how young.
I will get in trouble. I'm not going to even go there, Jay.
I'll tell you what the paperwork shows, though.
Okay.
18.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, Hugh Hefner's okay. But Jay, explain this to me, because here's one
you're
of the
you're not
going to
get much money that way. And that's when you need it. But
yeah.
Go ahead.
So here's what. Well, I think he sold his house anyway. So he doesn't
even
own a house.
Right.
So here's the question that we hear from a lot of folks.
Uh-huh.
I've paid off my house completely, and I've got a lot of cash.
Good for you, yeah.
Right? Is there still a place for the heck
of it? Of course, because you want to keep much of your cash. That depends. You know, you have cash. If you need health care, that cash is going to go away. If you have it invested in a retirement fund, it's going to also go away. If you need it for health care, or in a bad market. Whereas if you have a HECM, remember it's a line of credit, you can take it, you can pay it back. But if you take money for your, and we're going to stick to healthcare in this conversation, if you take money from your line of credit, you can't always put it back, but if you're taking it from the line of credit for your healthcare, that means you're not taking it from your kids, you're not taking it from that cash, you're not taking it from your retirement account, you are taking it tax-free from what should be an ever-increasing asset.
And one of the things that we want to make very, very clear is when Jay and I are talking about the reverse mortgage and the idea that you have the option of getting the money, the idea of that is not to go out and buy a new car or to take all of that security blanket and blow it. Right, because we do see people that get a lump sum of money and all of a sudden they blow it all, and then they're really strapped further down in their retirement. So we're not advocating the idea of, you know, being irresponsible, right? And there's a different definition of responsible for everybody,
right?
So the idea is, and the other idea, you know, we started talking about this in the last segment, Jay, that you hear a lot of seniors as they start getting into the later part of their life, well, I want to leave a legacy. And one of the nice things that I see with the reverse mortgage is you have an opportunity to give a legacy, but see it.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, if you're, the idea is I'm going to leave money for my grandkids so they can buy a house. Well, how about getting a reverse mortgage today and let your grandkids buy the house today
and
you can see them enjoy it?
Yeah, and you can come over and visit.
Right. Or for their education or something along.
Right.
But you can actually see that and share that at pleasure or the fruits of your hard work. Right? And
correct.
That's, so there's not a limitation as to what
no.
you can do on the money,
no.
right?
No, not at all.
So it's there's really I find it difficult to find a negative to it.
Well,
now, Jay, one of the negatives that we do hear, so I like to bring them all up, anything that I hear, because that way you can address it. Costs a lot of money to get a reverse mortgage, eh?
No.
Okay.
As a flat statement, as a flat answer, no, absolutely not. Every lender will charge the same.
If they all charge the same, then
it can be expensive if you already owe what the FHA says is too much. You can still get that loan, but it's more expensive, okay? The origination fee is up to the loan company or the loan officer.
Not all vendors are created the same.
So that we already spoke about what it would be, what the differences are if everybody charged what they could. There are a lot of cases where the origination fee is completely waived. There's about $6,000 there, and there are other places, myself, for instance, that depending on the type of loan you get, will cost you up to zero.
Wow.
So, you know.
Can't say it's too expensive when it costs you zero.
Well, you could, but it wouldn't have much.
It wouldn't be very valid.
No.
So if you want more information, again, give me a call, 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with Jay Kaplan. He can get you educated on that. If you haven't registered for the Senior Symposium, text HTSS to 79564-HTSS. High Trust Senior Symposium. Or you can go to mbelinks.com/HTSS. Get registered. It's totally free for you and your guests. Continental Breakfast, gifts for everybody. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.